A prayer vigil planned for Thomas Eric Duncan became a memorial service last night after news he died from Ebola. Wilshire Baptist Church in Dallas was filled with about 100 mourners who'd never met Duncan. This is the church Duncan's fiancée, Louise Trow, attends. She's been coming here about a year, but she couldn't be at the service for the man she loved because she's still in quarantine after spending time with Duncan. Officials want to make sure she doesn't catch Ebola. The service was being streamed so she could watch. Those in the church, including some Liberian natives, listened quietly. Pastor George Mason described Duncan, who was 42, as a man with hopes for a new life and rekindled family with Louise, whom he'd known years ago. They have a 19-year-old son Duncan hadn't seen since he was a little boy. Mason said Eric and Louise built a castle of dreams in their hearts that they never got to live in.
The last words that Eric Duncan said were said to a nurse. She asked him what he wanted, and he said he wanted to see his son.
Duncan's son came to Dallas from San Angelo Wednesday, where he attends college, but he didn't get a chance to see his father. Mason's measured tones touched on humor, too. He said in a joking tone that Louise said Eric knew how to talk to the ladies.
He didn't let anyone use bad language around women.
Liberian native Christopher Reh, an economics professor at North Central Texas College, told those in attendance Duncan's death put a face on the lethal Ebola outbreak in his country. He was upset Duncan had to be cremated, but understood it was to stop Ebola from spreading.
We are really hurt, but we wish we were able to bury him according to our tradition. Okay.
The service was mostly quiet and somber, but for a few hymns. Church member Ruth Kahn never met Duncan and hasn't met Trow, but felt the calling to attend the service.
I wouldn't be any other place. They reach out to everybody. This is what it's all about, to support the members and people who need us.
This service was to offer prayers for Duncan and support Louise Trow. Kahn and her friends hope to see her here in church soon. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.